you were telling me yesterday that you were open in 1960 in Montreal.
That's right.
And you still remember the helper's name.
Oh, yes. Two, actually. One was Dr. Grad, who was a real doctor. You know, he's not just a PhD, but he's a real doctor. The other man was a Welshman by the name of... I forgot his name. You can catch his name later, maybe.
Dr. Grad had a wife who was an artist, you said?
Yeah, Rennie.
And she was she a painter?
Yes, she was a portrait painter. She only died last year she died. Mm-hmm. She was 90-something. And I liked her quite a bit. She was a good portrait painter. And she saw some of my stuff and thought I could be a portrait painter if I wanted to be.
You laugh at that.
Yeah.
About painting portraits.
Well, yeah, because I didn't do it as a portrait painter, but I can do it. I was good at the finishing work, you know, like that kind of work I could do.
Mm-hmm. And how did you find out about Subud?
I used to be in yoga before I got to Subud. I was actually very interested in Paramahansa Yogananda and his group, which he had in L.A. at the time. And I was very, very fond of him, and especially his guru, who was Sri Guteswar. And in his book, he wrote about Sri Guteswar. He's the only other person I know in the world that actually resurrected. He came to life again. Yeah, Sri Yusheshwar. There's nobody else that I know.
So we've mentioned Montreal and L.A. already, and you're from Italy and grew up in the U.K. and moved to Canada, so maybe we should start a little earlier, start in the beginning.
Well, no, I was not born. I was not born.
It's wrong. What are you telling me, Pisano?
I was not born in Italia.
You weren't born there?
No, I was born in England.
Oh, you were born in England of Italian heritage?
Yes, that's right.
So your dad moved from Italy to UK?
Yeah, to Rovigo. Rovigo, Northern Italian. And believe it or not, that little city of Rovigo, I found out on the internet, they have an opera house there now. And it's an art gallery, I think with my name on it, I'm not sure. But that's something that I didn't check.
How would it happen to have your name on it? Did you send a check or something?
That's what I wanted to find out.
You should know. A little short this month. Maybe I gave the money to start an opera house.
But amazing little town that is nowhere in northern Italy, but it's somewhere now. And I didn't know that. My father and mother were born there. How about that?
So the Brusafero name may have some cachet in Rovigo.
Yes, maybe.
So you were born in the UK of Italian parentage, and then you left for Canada.
No, I went to the States first to see my aunt, who lived in Long Island. And I stayed with her for a few months, and I happened to... be doing some work on a church is the sort of thing to do, you know, because I was lively in those days. I could work.
Those days meaning late 50s?
Oh, yeah, 50s. Late. No, actually, it was 50s. It wasn't...
Mid-50s or early 50s?
Late 50s.
Okay.
And then I decided, I can't stay in the States because they would have called me up. You know, I was the age that I would have been drafted in one of the wars that was going on.
One of our many wars, that time Korea, probably.
Yeah, it was a bad one. So I said, hey, I don't need that.
No grazie.
No grazie, I did. No, because I did my stint in the Navy.
Right.
British Navy.
Right.
I did a couple of years called up in the Navy, and I was not about to go into the American Army, you know, as a soldier. It would have been disaster, I think. And then I decided to come to Canada because my uncle, that my aunt's husband, he was not really my uncle, I'm not sure if he was, but anyways, he knew somebody that actually had the business in Montreal, the graphic business. So he said, why don't you try that? Because he could get me a job there, you see, because he was the owner. And then I ended up at a place called Rapid Grip and Batten. He was Batten. He was the man that owned it, Batten. And so it was easy for me as an apprentice to go, and I became an apprentice in this, I don't know, it was a printing and engraving company. So they did a lot of work with graphic artists in Montreal, and I got to know them all, and I became one after I finished my apprentice there, which was a couple of years.
You were about 30 years old then?
Oh, yeah. I was quite young. That's young enough.
And through the yoga community, you learn about Subodh. Can you explain that?
Well, the people that were in the yoga community that I was with, which was not the Hatha yoga, which is the physical yoga, it was the spiritual yoga, which is completely different. And I learned a lot of things through them. And they, the people that I knew, they were aware of things around them. And so they found Subodh. And they said, you know, like we hear that there's a new group, a group called Subodh. And we were talking about it. And finally, I ended up by going there. And that, and actually, you know, I got to know the Subodh group here in Montreal. And all the grad, Dr. Grad and Rennie Grad, they were all there. They were the helpers. And I got to know, and I had a wonderful time in Montreal there because I like Montreal a lot. I met a lot of people in Montreal. Especially, I was open there too. And then after that, I drifted away from yoga, sort of automatically. And believe it or not, I still remembered everything that I learned there, though, especially with Paramahansa Yogananda's book. Do you know his book?
Autobiography of a Yoga.
It's fantastic.
A yogi, yes.
It's true.